One writer said, a true testimony is this: my life was pretty hard and I met Jesus. It got a lot worse, but he's worth it, and one day I'll be with him. Sometimes that's true. And anyone that sells us this thing of everything turns around and changes doesn't understand what it means to remember God's goodness at the cross, because we need to trust him in the revelation that comes. Jesus. Unexpected, astonishing, surprising, amazing, extraordinary. Three types of people with three different reactions to the extraordinary King, Jesus. Jesus Christ, you consider yourself born again, a Christian? Because I think the message to us here is, what happens when I'm following Jesus and I don't understand? I mean, my first reaction to that is, I really take tremendous comfort in that. Have you ever been in a stage in your life where you looked around and said, God, I do not understand what you're doing? Maybe some of you are there right now. Here's the situation that God has me in, Matt, and don't understand. Well, you're in good company. The disciples, they walk around with Jesus all the time. They go through this event. Jesus, they hear Jesus say who he is. This triumphal entry happens. They're standing there. You know, the janitors are cleaning everything up in the streets, and they're like, that was weird. They did not understand. You ever been a time in your life where you're like, I don't understand? The disciples, they're walking with Jesus. They look at this event. They don't understand. Remember what God has done. Trusting him in what he will do. Really, it's a call to remember what we know because we trust in what we don't know. One writer said, a true testimony is this: my life was pretty hard and I met Jesus. It got a lot worse, but he's worth it, and one day I'll be with him. Sometimes that's true. And anyone that sells us this thing of everything turns around and changes doesn't understand what it means to remember God's goodness at the cross, because we need to trust him in the revelation that comes. Second group of people, and I want to talk to you, the last 2 points here, I want to talk to you if you don't believe. You're curious. And if you would describe yourself in any way, it would be this: I've heard some things about Jesus that have me curious. My first question to you is this: what are you hearing? Have you had some of those questions answered? Have you come to know him on his terms and not on your terms? The last person and the last reaction is the rejecter, who is angry. You say, I want nothing to do with Jesus. You are resisting. Why are you resisting? What is it in your life has you angry and resisting the person and the word of Jesus Christ? What other things cause us to resist? The words of anger. Maybe for you there's some hurt, there's some pain you're going through right now, and you say, Jesus can't be there in the depths of that agony. And so it has you resisting. Desperation does lead to exasperation.
One writer said, a true testimony is this: my life was pretty hard and I met Jesus. It got a lot worse, but he's worth it, and one day I'll be with him. Sometimes that's true. Anyone that sells us this thing of everything turns around and changes doesn't understand what it means to remember God's goodness at the cross, because we need to trust him in the revelation that comes.